responds in court. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Former President Trump is suing in federal court and wants a judge in Florida to order the FBI to stop its review of documents taken from his home, Mar-a-Lago.
The New York Times is reporting that more than 300 classified documents were seized at Mar-a-Lago as Trump's attorneys want the DOJ to take a hands-off approach to those materials, demanding a neutral third party be appointed, saying this in their filing: "We are demanding the appointment of a special master to oversee the handling of the materials taken in the raid. We are further demanding that the DOJ be forced to turn over a real, without plans, inventory of my property." Now, the DOJ responding: the August 8th search warrant at Mar-a-Lago was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And today's primaries in New York, two longtime House Democrats are up against each other because of redistricting.
Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney squaring off in the heated 12th district race. And don't forget DCC Chair Sean Patrick Maloney is also in an interesting battle as well, facing a progressive challenger, Alessandro Biaggi, after criticism over group backing so-called MAGA candidates.
Fox's Kevin Cork. It's also primary day in Florida, with Democrats deciding who will take on Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in November. Day two of a teacher strike in Columbus, Ohio. School starts tomorrow, online only, with subs running the classes. Molly Nichols wants her kid there in person.
I actually have stage 4 cancer, and I'm starting radiation treatment next week. Was expecting her to be in school.
This fifth grader supports the strike.
My teacher is really nice, and I want all the schools to be better because some people don't have good schools. The
issues include class sizes and classroom conditions. The defense at school shooter Nicholas Cruz's death penalty trial in Florida argues he had brain damage from his biological mother's heavy drinking and drug use during pregnancy, and that he's had psychological and emotional problems his entire life. Cruz killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He faces execution or life. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The second day of deliberations in the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot case.
A jury in Grand Rapids will decide whether Barry Croft and Adam Fox are guilty of a 2020 averted plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and of conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction. Prosecutors allege the two, angered over COVID-19 restrictions, went outside Whitmer's Elk Rapids home with night vision goggles and guns, accusing Croft of his own plan to execute the governor. An FBI agent who went undercover testifying there was talk of blowing up at least one bridge to slow law enforcement response. Defense attorneys argue their clients were only voicing opinions and were entrapped. Fox and Croft being retried after another jury in April couldn't reach a verdict, but acquitted two other defendants. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Stock futures mostly flat ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street after yesterday's 643-point drop in the Dow. Today's the deadline requested by a group of senators for answers to questions about banks and cryptocurrency.
Four senators are asking the acting comptroller of the currency to explain the involvement banks have in crypto, while also asking him to remove interpretive letters they say open the door for banks to take part in crypto. The letters sent by Democrats Elizabeth Warren, Sheldon Whitehouse, Dick Durbin, and independent Bernie Sanders asked a variety of questions, such as which banks now have permission to take part in crypto-related activities and which banks have taken part in certain activities. The senators not only want to see certain guidance removed, but also are asking the comptroller to work with the Federal Reserve and Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to work on an approach that protects consumers and the banking system. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
New images of Jupiter captured by the Webb Space Telescope show the faint rings around the planet and two small moons with other galaxies in the background. NASA and the European Space Agency launched this telescope at the end of last year. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.